Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Calling all angels, it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Guess who I am? Here we go. Here's a list of who's been attacked by what over the weekend. This has become a regular thing on Monday, it seems. We have a list, a long list of, and I shouldn't laugh about it because it's not funny, that people get killed or they get eaten or they... Here's a guy that was 79 years old, attacked out for an early morning walk yesterday, got attacked by an alligator. Naples, Florida. Man can be heard when he calls 911 calmly telling the dispatcher, "Hey, a gator just bit me on the leg. I'm bleeding. I'm not sure how bad it is."
Did he live?
He put his T-shirt around the wound. He put a tourniquet around it to keep him from bleeding to death.
I feel like this is somebody who has seen some stuff. This guy has lived a life. If he was able to very calmly... He'd take care of himself and call 911 and just relay the information.
7 foot.
Like, an alligator on my leg.
Right. There's a 7 foot female alligator. How do they know that?
7 feet.
Yeah, but how do they know it's a female alligator? They bite differently.
Oh, they have lashes. They have the big lashes.
Oh, I see. Okay, I should have known that. All right, let's see what else has been bitten here. A young girl was bitten on the leg by a rabid beaver. We haven't had one of these for a while. In a lake in Georgia, victim bitten in the leg by a massive beaver. The incident happened offshore. Beavers are often rabid, and they are always dangerous. Apparently,
why hasn't someone done a horror movie about a rabid beaver?
Well, and that's probably somebody's got the idea, and you know who'll be first in line to buy a ticket to see it?
Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this is in Georgia. The victim's identity and condition not released. The beaver tested positive for rabies, but her father went out and bashed it over the head with a pole out of the end of that. But they are, it wasn't like you were going out there. Sometimes they're in the water on lakes and ponds, and they are just, I just find beavers gross. We have them in our pond on the farm.
Father said, "Damn." Nicely done. Right? Oh, no, we lost Doug.
No, you didn't lose. Okay. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said?
Which
everybody in the world talking about that? Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
The great Sikh cover-up.
I get your point. But
you have inspired me.
Thank you.
Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is... We're not talking about
get
that.
Rid
Let's
of
talk
it.
About the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump? It isn't redundant.
He's the
problem
keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to. You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. This is a story from a nice, small Italian town where they are trying to rebuild. And so this is in, let's see if I can pronounce this right, the Emilia-Romagna region. Of course, everybody knows where that is, right? But there have been a lot of tourists that have been coming there because it was once an area fortified to protect Rome. And so a lot of things have happened in this little town, and they have apparently done their excavating. They're trying to build a new supermarket in this little town. And they weren't even out. This is not an archaeological dig. They're just digging a hole to put a foundation in.
Yeah, there's going to be a sports complex and a supermarket, like you said.
Yeah, right. And so what'd they find? They found a lot of blocks, limestone blocks, making up the foundation of a Roman temple, in a sense, right? And what did I say? Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did you study this in archaeology, or did you study it in world history?
Not this specific one.
No, but this is cool. They find these things are going on. It's kind of like this summer we've had a whole spate of two things: archaeological digs, or things that are being found that were old, and animals biting humans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two threads through the summer. Right? A lot of people are getting bitten by snakes and sharks and alligators. You notice, though, there have been no crocodiles in these stories, all alligators. What's the story with that?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was wondering that. Why is it always alligators? You never hear the crocodile attacks. One thing I've been noticing recently that just seemed a little out of the ordinary, there's been a couple beaver attacks, and I think there were a few otter attacks. So the aquatic life is getting a little frustrated with us in their territory.
Well, beavers are a nuisance, among other things. They have example of that on the farm, where we had a dam on the back end of a pond, and the beavers came in and built a dam, so they plugged everything up and created more wetland, which we quickly saw to. I'm not going to put up with that, so we took it apart. People say, those are the beavers, you got to protect them. No, I got to protect my land and the farm first, thanks, not the damn beavers. How's that? Put that in your ear. Here's a girl who's 7 years old, had a good birthday. She's a winner. She found a beautiful diamond in a state park while celebrating her birthday. One of the biggest diamonds found anywhere this year. Name is Aspen Brown. Located a 2.95-carat golden brown diamond while visiting Crater of the Diamonds. It's a state park.
Where do we sign up?
Where do we sign up for a trip down there? She and her father, grandmother, they were playing around the park. She got hot. She wanted to sit down for a minute. So she walked over to some of the big rocks. Next thing that the father knew, she was running saying, Dad, I found something. As this diamond, how much is this thing worth? What is it, this kind of a diamond? You know about that.
I'm not sure. Because it's not colorless. It's brown, but it's really pretty. I mean, it is really pretty. And I think they were doing some kind of construction or doing an irrigation system.
Yeah.
But it sent some of these pieces up. And normally people can go and find small stuff, but this was one of the larger. This was on the larger side of being found.
Yeah. Listen. Got to be an interesting birthday conversation anyway, right? It's got to have some value. You found it, and so is it finders keepers there?
Yeah, it is. This is what that state park is known for, that you can go and kind of like some of those beaches where they have the sea glass and people go and collect the sea glass.
Yeah. But look at this, Jay. 35,000 diamonds have been found in the park in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Largest diamond ever found, a 40-carat gemstone dubbed Uncle Sam, was found in the same state park in 1924. It wasn't a state park then, but found here at this location. Wowee.
Yeah. And most of them that are found there are that brown, golden color.
Yeah. So is that, are those not worth as much as the clear ones?
I don't think so, because they're more common.
Cubans,
I think it's just about how rare they are. Yeah.
Anybody really even? Honestly, can you tell the difference if somebody came to you and said, okay, here's the diamond, and it wasn't, but it looked like a diamond, could you tell that it was cubic zirconium or whatever the thing is that people use to replace a real diamond?
I don't think so, but I think
is that man-made? Is the cubic zirconia?
Man-made. I think it's one of those things of... One of them has a little bit more of a, it's not as, like, clearish white. It almost has, like, a silverish clearish,
okay.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But a trained person would easily be able to identify any stone and whether or not it's fake. Like, what's the one? Oh, turquoise. A lot of times the turquoise people buy, it's not turquoise, it's howlite or another one that I can't think of the name that is dyed blue.
Ah.
If you have could be fake.
The lesson in this for me is, here's this youngster who has a great experience on her birthday and then has something to talk about and share and thinks that she's lucky. And I think, you know, me and my thoughts are things. If you think you're lucky, you're going to be lucky. I'm not sure whether you'd be lucky enough to win the lottery, but you're going to be lucky. You're going to be guided, guarded, and protected through your life. And that's really a very cool thing. The best hope for one as one grows, this young lady, hopefully she will thrive, not just survive as she goes through her life. She has something to manifest now. This is something she never planned on having that experience. So she was going there with her folks for her birthday. And then look at this.
Yeah.
So something unknown and something that she hadn't manifested because she wasn't thinking about it. But now that you think about it, what do you think you can manifest? That's where I would go if I was thinking about
it. You
know, what happens next?
Something. She found a big something.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Happy days are here again. Time for us to spend some quality time with a quality guy, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. You can find where the radio is and many of the same stations that carry this program carry The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com. I see that Jack Daniels is involved in a lawsuit against a dog toy maker, and it's going to the Supreme Court. Things are tough all over if we've got this kind of a problem going to the Supreme Court. Apparently, Jack Daniels not happy because these silly squeaker dog toys look like a bottle of Jack Daniels whiskey, right?
They're not happy because it wasn't their idea to come out with that dog toy.
Yeah, probably.
The pet industry is a trillion-dollar industry now.
Yeah, right. Why not?
How does that affect their business other than adding to it? But I guess you have to protect your copyrights and stuff like that. I understand that. I got that thing for you. Gen Z, new study just came out. It's in the Post, I think, just today. Gen Z gets more joy from seeing their pet happy than their significant other.
That's a way
and
for you
echoed
to win,
by, echoed
win
by Gen
friends. Yeah, there you go. How to get more listeners, win friends, and influence people. My dog likes me better than he likes you.
You know, it's interesting, though, because how different generations treat animals differently. In fact, years ago, I did a whole story on the Today Show about the politics of dogs, how certain breeds were more conservative back then, and certain breeds were popular when there was someone liberal in office. Kind of interesting stuff about the breeds we have.
Do we have a new breed of Marjorie Taylor Greene dogs?
I don't know about Marjorie. Yeah. I don't know about her dogs. Well, yeah, I can't believe the French Bulldog is now the number one dog in America. I cannot believe that. It shocks me. Okay. Not that they're a bad dog, but they have a lot of medical issues.
Right.
And the thing expensive. Right now, who has $3,000 and $4,000 to spend on a puppy?
Right.
I don't get it. Go adopt, right. adopt.
Here's the research from a startup that's developed an AI-based app that scans your dog's nose, because apparently all dogs have completely unique nose prints, just like we have completely different fingerprints, and there's an app for you to figure out what it was. It's like a fingerprint machine. This is an app for your dog's nose. I don't know why we need to know more about a dog's nose print. I guess it's a way to help identify a lost dog, right?
Nose prints for a long time. Now what they're doing is some people in Europe, and I guess it's coming here too, is they have actual facial recognition for their pet.
Really?
So, in other words, the whole idea is all these ideas are good, but it has to be registered centrally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is the Iowa Rescue going to know about your dog's nose print or your dog's facial ID? Mm-hmm. But if it's done properly, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the chips have saved thousands and thousands of dogs. Before that, the tags. Even before that, I go back to the days, and I horrible days, when people used to tattoo the number on the inside of the dog's ear on the flank, so if the dog was stolen. So, yeah. But, you know, things have changed. I think it's a great idea. Anything that can help someone be reunited with a lost pet, as far as I'm concerned, is a good idea.
There's a Pet Now app on the marketplace that pet owners can use to register their dog's nose print by taking a picture with their smartphone. And apparently you can do the same thing for a cat as well. And once the image is captured, it's stored in this company's database. Anybody who comes across the lost animal can take a picture of the nose or the face and see if it matches, as you're suggesting, the same thing they can do with, on a camera in downtown New York, for heaven's sakes. Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. My only concern is that where's this ultimate database going to be? In other words, mm-hmm. just this one place you have to register. If it was, maybe if they switch over eventually where instead of dog tags or in combination with when you register your dog, they do the nose print at that point and it goes into a national base. That would be a good idea. They have a national base like that for children, I think.
Yeah, I think they do.
You know?
All right, here's the story of a dog and a goat that are so close the shelter has decided the two of them must go up as a team for adoption. They were dropped off in an animal control unit. This is in Wake County, Florida, I believe. Felix is the dog. Cinnamon is the goat. And they've lived together since they were little hungabungas. The shelter says they usually take farm animals, but they could see that these two were so close that they wouldn't separate them. How about that?
That's the one thing that, my two dogs were siblings, and they didn't want me to adopt both of them, and I forced them to make me get them both.
Why would they want you to take them both?
They only wanted to adopt one at a time to get more money. Anyway, anytime there's a bonded pair, take them home.
Absolutely. Yep, you can see that. Great therapy, too, for the owners. So that's something else to remember. And speaking of remembering, thepetshow.com is the web address you remember. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour. Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas. And all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial is concluded. He took the stand earlier today. Trump engaged in repeated disputes with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
"It's a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed."
Maine's two senators are pressing the Army for explanations following a tragic incident in which a reservist took the lives of 18 people last month regarding Robert Card's mental well-being. Card, a sergeant first class in the Army Reserves, had a documented history of mental health issues prior to the shooting in Lewiston. Prosecutors have until next month to hand over DNA evidence to the judge in the Idaho student murder case. Brian Koberger is accused of the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students last November. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You have not died and gone to heaven, information heaven. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and the cast of thousands. This is for those who live in the colonial cities of America, people who are on the East Coast. Here's the story of a surgeon who ran about a mile to and from a hospital to pick up a liver for his patient after the courier's route was blocked by the Philadelphia road system, the grid, whatever, who knows. Lots of marathon runners, and this guy wasn't allowed to wait. So he's, by the way, 66 years old. Dr. Charles, no, this is Dr. Adam Bodzin, B-O-D-Z-I-N, trying to operate on Charles Rowe, who's waiting on the operating table for a liver so that he can have a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Save his life.
Blocking everything up. And when there is an organ transplant happening, the transportation part of that transplant,
time is ticking.
The clock is ticking. And a surgeon was like, you know what? Out the door. I'll do it myself.
So he runs
full service
around the marathon at a couple of different points. Apparently the police, the organizers didn't know what was going on. The police said there were access points for emergencies, that would go to the hospital, but apparently that didn't work or something was snafu'd. So the doctor, so he's running, you can see him, picture him weaving back and forth along the marathon route through the stream of runners to reach the driver, take the container. The liver's on ice, and he goes back the same way and gets into the operating room. Quick thinker that he is, managing that transplant, so the liver is all set and the guy's good.
Yeah.
Hooray!
That is just amazing. And events like these, event organizers and police do have access points for emergencies that may happen, especially heading towards the hospital, but this courier could not find their way, and even consulting police just was still struggling to navigate these streets.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, something else, another good deed that is done by a good person on the Good Day program. The Good News Department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whomever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after it was been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep... It's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so... Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor, and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were... Carrying Mac, were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close
enough.
Well, one of them weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. She was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living, so that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love her. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect. In fact, everybody has a gift. The good news of the day is that your gift hopefully has allowed you to fill a special place in your community, in your world, in your influential circle. Nobody else can do what you do. There's something about you that's unique, and that is what makes for good radio listening. I think that I am a very unique person, and I'm happy to extol and evaluate the things as I see them. Tell you those stories. Jay, the same thing. Very interesting point of view based on experiences. Sometimes it's based just on who you are. My daughter used to tell me when she was, you know, I remember when she was like in junior high school, she didn't want me to have anything to do with her friends. I don't want my father around. I don't want him to talk. I don't want him, because everything you say at that age is embarrassing. Right? Did you think that way about your father when you were 13 years old?
No. I was the one that was hanging out at home, and my friends wanted to see me. They had to come hang out at my house, too.
Ah, okay. So it was a good place to hang out. Although our place was a good place to hang out. The kids were with me after we got divorced. The kids were with me on the weekends. And it was Megan at first didn't like Brendan, always liked being on the farm. His friends would come around and they'd, you know, play on the tractors and stuff. But Megan, I can't go. Those smelly animals. I don't want my friends. I'm embarrassed that my father has cows.
And I bet, you know what? Her friends were always probably like, can we please go see the animals?
Yeah. I
go
see the cows. Yes. We see whatever else. We had lots of different animals around. Anyway, so the point is that honor that which is different about you. Don't be a complier. Be individually. One of the blessings of you is that you have different fingerprints than everybody else, and that means, and your DNA is different, so you're different. And live that life. That's a gift. Love it as much as you can. It's a value to you and to the world, and frankly, I think not in modest terms. You're different. So embrace it.
Yeah.
I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it. Embrace it.
Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. Looking at a picture of her, listen, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach, Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are fat,
visually unappealing. Not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure that some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old, and I don't know, maybe, is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company? Well, the fact that I just think she looks kind of
appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
That when it comes to nude cruise, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between
you and the seat?
Sitting and whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down, or do you sit where somebody else just sat? I grossed myself out. I don't. Yeah.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat, the big nude boat. It's a February trip. This has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that will go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, 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 her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, I all agree they like the environment. They, yeah. Rah, rah, shish, kumbah.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. The Candyman can. Candyman can.
It's 53 after the hour. Very easy to tell this song is The Candyman. We have our movie man, Chuck Curry. Why are we listening to this song?
How are you, first of all?
Where are my manners, Chuck? I'm sorry. I'm well. How are you doing?
My goodness, you're worse than Doug. I'm just kidding. I was reading some tracking on Warner Brothers' Willy Wonka prequel titled Wonka, which stars Timothy Chalamet. It opens on December 15th, tracking somewhat what they call in the industry soft, around a $23 million opening weekend. Having said that, as sort of a interesting landscape to open movies right before Christmas, because the week, historically, between Christmas and New Year's, a lot of movies, especially family films, seem to find a foothold and garner a very nice family audience. So even though it's tracking soft, I'm going to make the assumption if the movie's good, and that's a big if, I think it'll ultimately do pretty well at the box office. Now, having said that, let me just point this out. I don't see the point personally. I would not make anything Willy Wonka, because I do think the original film with Gene Wilder is so good. He's so perfect in that role. I think anybody, despite the fact that Chalamet is a good actor, he's not going to measure up to what Gene Wilder did in that film. Johnny Depp certainly couldn't do it. I doubt he will. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I feel like the only saving grace with Johnny Depp's Wonka was that there was a little bit of a backstory, like a history of how.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a Tim Burton fan. Tim Burton fan, and I liked every single thing about that film until Johnny Depp comes on screen. And I like Johnny Depp. I just think he was so bizarre, so weird. It just, I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way. I do like the kid, Freddie Highmore, I believe, who's on The Good Doctor. I thought that's part was real, that stuff was really good, but, Wonka himself, Johnny Depp, just too bizarre for my taste.
Yeah, it really took away from the base of what the character originally always was. The Timothy Chalamet one could be very interesting.
Yeah, it looks
like. Yeah. Was there anything good out of the box office this week?
Well, let me just get your opinion on this. The studios have now presented in this 116 day strike now with actors. What they say is their best and their final offer, which the actors are going to either have to accept this week or this thing's going to get kicked into 2024. Hopefully, it's a very good offer. And they could sit down and hopefully accept this, because if this gets kicked into next year, it's going to be bad for the industry, and certainly it's going to be possibly devastating for theater owners. So I hope
for the union, especially out, because there are so many incredible actors out there who are non-union that I think the film and theater is just going to go towards non-union based stuff. Everything that's currently out there, yeah, probably going to cease to exist, but they're just going to start working, and I think a lot of the SAG-AFTRA union members, if that ends up being the case, they will just defect from the union.
Yeah.
SAG-AFTRA has to take whatever that offer is.
And spin in a lot of different directions. Now, in terms of box office, Jay, Five Nights at Freddy held the top spot. Not all good, though. It did $19 million. It's done over $200 million worldwide, which means the film's very profitable. But it did fall 75% from its opening weekend ticket sales, meaning I'd have to think word of mouth is not good. I told you about this film on Friday. I got a chance to see it. To me, it's a massive disappointment and a head-scratcher in terms of the product that was actually delivered into theaters. I do not believe this is what people are paying to see, as it has a ton of backstory and not the straightforward just mayhem in the pizzeria based on the video game that the movie should have been. It's not what it should have been, in my opinion. Taylor Swift's concert film, just a 12% drop-off week to week, $166 million domestically, $231 million worldwide. She gets 57% straight cut off that $231. That's a pretty good 3 week work, would you say?
Yeah, it is.
If you get that cut, or I got that cut, we'd be pretty happy. So,
yeah.
I mean, listen, she really opened the door, like, to expand on what you said. I could see entities creating sort of a production company with just a membership fee where they go directly to theater owners and cut deals. So I think it's a groundbreaking deal what she did. I really do.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic, and it gives you that whole theater and concert-going experience. Again, for anybody who did go or anybody who wasn't able to go, they still get to see it. It's like being in a concert, not just at a movie theater. Chuck, you are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
See you after the hour. You too.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.